views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, excited about today's show. Thank you so much, Benny, for steering this ship. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. On today's show, I will be talking with Mae McCarthy, who is awesome at so many things, and the author of the book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. We will be talking intuition today and how to use your intuition to achieve more of what you want in all areas of your life. Plus, I will be doing one card tarot card readings later in the show. If you're interested in getting a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you have had a reading from me already. The reason is that a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that come up can be redundant and superfluous. That being said, I always love updates, so if you've got some ideas put in place based on a reading and want to share, please do. I am so pleased that my guest is coming on today, as we are now in the third week of January, and we've been talking a lot over the last month about New Year's resolutions and how to move past the point where you've gotten stuck before on making substantive change in your life. This is the time when motivation can be super low to keep going forward when no results are seen as validation. Last week, my yoga class was so packed they had to turn away people. And this week, there were many fewer people. While it was not as small a number as it will be later in the year, it was about half the number that was there the first 2 weeks of January. Know that you can do this. Just keep moving forward despite your brain, going through open doors and honoring red flags. Note how your body feels versus your brain as you push past this critical week of forging new habits. Intuition, which we'll be talking about today, is also there as one of your tools, sitting in your tool chest, waiting to be used. Tap into your intuition and truly listen to it. I always try to think of a tarot card that best talks to this subject, and the card I chose is the Knight of Wands. When knights come up in a reading, depending on the position and intent of the card, I make a special note of it. While knights are wonderful, loyal, and dutiful, I particularly love it when clients pull kings and queens more. Why? Kings and queens tend to listen to and honor their voice, determine their and live their passion. Knights in medieval times, however, did the bidding of the king. So when a knight comes up in a reading, it can often talk to how a person is trying to find their true path, but experiencing challenges and hearing their own voice in the process. If this is the case, we tend to put special emphasis in the session on how using the person's own strength, he can tap into their inner voice to shift that knight energy to that of a king or queen. All that being said, I love this card, the Knight of Wands, for today's show, as we move past week 3 in New Year's resolutions. In this card, you see a knight riding a horse with a wand in his hand. Well, actually, if you look at the picture, either online or in a deck, you'll see that the horse is really in charge, and the knight has a look on his face like, "Ack, what's happening?" As in the movie Castaway, when Tom Hanks is pushing past the breakers in order to be rescued. This is not the time to overanalyze your process. Think of all the what-ifs taking place, as these are all brain self-sabotaging behaviors that can halt your progress. Rather, take orders from your inner child, letting him or her be your GPS. Follow the programs that you have intellectually chosen before engaging in them back in December, and continue to see where your journey goes without attachment. Stay strong and focused, and believe in yourself. Let me introduce and bring on my guest, as I have a feeling she may have some ideas as well on achieving what you want. Since 1982, Mae McCarthy has helped to start and grow 6 successful companies with as large as $100 million in annual revenues. She is a best-selling author, speaker, university lecturer, and angel investor. She serves on business, philanthropic, arts, and university boards. Mae has become successful by implementing spiritual principles into her ventures, and it is her passion to pass her knowledge on to others. Welcome, Mae, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I adore your book because I love the fact that you're talking all about how we can really tap into some of those things that are in our tool chest that are just not being used. And first of all, why did you decide to write this book in the first place? Because I want to get into everything, but I think we'll start there.
Okay. Well, I was asked to teach some goal attainment strategies. I'm a really big believer at my spiritual center, or whatever spiritual center I happen to be attending. I'm a big believer in the idea of accessing the law of giving and receiving. So I tithe. I give money, and I give time and talents and things like that. And I was asked the question, you know, how are you affording to give so much? I mean, my businesses have been hugely successful, and I've been successful using these principles. And so I explained that I'm a self-proclaimed efficiency expert, and I've boiled down these spiritual principles that I've been using for 35-plus years into a business goal attainment strategy, and have applied them in my businesses and trained my employees and everyone related to our company to achieve success by using what are referred to as spiritual principles. And so for me, success is a system, not a secret. And consequently, I was asked to teach a workshop. And after about the 500th person had gone through the workshop with good success, I was asked to write a book, because although people get a 28-page workbook in the workshop, I don't include any of the stories that I tell in the workshop in the workbook. So I was asked to write a book in order to include the stories, the application stories, because as we become more familiar with how these spiritual principles and how intuition and your subconscious can help you as a success tool, then we start to believe that what has happened and been possible for others now can happen and be possible for us. So I included the stories, and I'm happy to say that the book made it to number 2 on Amazon's bestseller list. But interestingly enough, it made it to number 2 in personal finance, and I really consider it to be a spiritual book. But apparently there's a lot of people that use it for their businesses, for their work, for their relationships. So really, my definition of wealth, the title is The Path to Wealth, and my definition for wealth is to be whole and complete, lacking nothing in all areas of your life. So that's why I wrote it.
Wow. Well, and I love also the fact that it does seem as if it's universal, and because there seems to be such an uphill battle to giving validity to using intuition, your spiritual practices, and everything into more concrete business strategy choices that you're making, decisions and everything. Why do you think that is such an uphill battle to kind of incorporate those philosophies into the mainstream world?
Well, I think part of it is that we, as a society, are not taught to rely on intuition. Although we have some really fabulous examples. I mean, three of the most successful people that I can think of include Bill Gates, who said that often you have to rely on intuition. And Steve Jobs, you know, a pioneer and tremendous leader of Apple, said that you actually have to have courage to follow your heart and intuition. And one of the most influential women that has ever lived is Oprah Winfrey. And she said that she has listened to that still small voice of intuition her entire life. And the only times that she's made mistakes is when she didn't listen. So we have lots of really famous and successful people that say they rely on intuition as a success tool, but we're not taught as a society to do that. What happens is when we have a question about anything, the first thing that we do is Google it. We want to know answers. Right. We want to talk to people about it. We want to look up subject matter experts. We want to analyze it, evaluate it, look at the data, and allow our rational mind to determine whether or not taking action or taking steps is going to have an outcome that we buy into. So we honor this rational mind, and Albert Einstein actually described this situation many, many years ago. He said that we all have an intuitive mind that's a sacred gift. And we have this rational mind, which is a faithful servant. It will do what we tell it to do. But somehow we, as a society, have decided to honor this servant, this rational mind, and we've completely forgotten the gift. And so what I do is I travel the world and do dozens and dozens of speaking and teaching events all over the place. And really what I'm doing is helping people to remember what they already know, and that is that intuition is a gift, and give them some really easy and simple daily practice steps that they can follow. They don't even have to believe it. If they just do it, they will have good results.
Oh, wow. I love that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about intuition with my amazing guest, Mae McCarthy. I'll be doing later readings later on in the show as well. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Mae McCarthy, author of the book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. We will also be doing readings shortly, so if you're interested in a reading with perspectives from my guest, Mae, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So may I have a few more questions for you, but before that, could you please share with our listeners how they can reach you if they'd like to schedule anything or to find out more, get your book?
Oh, sure. So I have a website. You can reach it through maymccarthy.com. That's maymccarthy.com. And on that landing page, there's a little bit of information and a video about my book and what you can hope to learn from it. But also for your listeners, Eve, I'm happy. There's also a place that they could download the first three chapters for free so they can do a little test drive if they'd like.
I love that.
Yeah, there's bunch of places on the website where they can see videos of talks and workshops, and they can see where I'm going to be speaking all over the country and some additional resources if they'd like.
Oh, terrific. And the book is really, it's an easy book to go through. It's interesting. I definitely would recommend people to do that. Get the book. If you want to test drive it, as you say, you can go to her website, maymccarthy.com. So before the break, we were talking about intuition and how people can trust their intuition and how people such as Oprah Winfrey and other luminaries believe and honor their intuition, and yet it seems like such a challenge to trust intuition for job security, for finding the career of passion and purpose. What are some ways that people can tap into their intuition enough just to then to trust it?
Right. Well, part of it is practice. All right. So one of the things I like to coin as a phrase is repetition reaps rewards. And so this is a daily practice where you have essentially you create a partnership with that source of your intuition. And if you want to give it a name, give it a name. I endearingly refer to my source of intuition or that characteristic of spirit that is the ultimate advisor. I refer to it as the chief spiritual officer because as a CEO, I surround myself in my C-suite with people whose advice I value. And I knew that the ultimate power of the universe, the ultimate advisor that knows everything, could, in fact, advise me on anything that I wanted to achieve in any area of my life. So I call it the CSO. So each morning, you're going to set aside 25 to 30 minutes to have a meeting with your source of intuition, with your CSO. And this is a serious meeting. What we're trying to do is tell that rational mind that you're serious about having and achieving all that you desire, require, and more. So in this meeting, there are four steps. The first step is to read something uplifting for about 5 minutes. Read stories about other people having the kind of success that you want. Read stories about other ordinary people having extraordinary experiences because intuition and spiritual guidance has been available to them. The second step is to write out a gratitude letter. And in this gratitude letter, you will be grateful for the things that you have. So grateful for my family, my friends, my home, my pets. And I'm grateful for the things that I want. But here's the key. When you're describing what you want to describe it as though it's already completed with gratitude. For instance, at the beginning of the year, I always hear somebody in my family or my group of friends say that their goal or their resolution is that they want to lose 10 pounds. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
we've talked a lot about that with January 1st and the New Year's resolution. Terrific example.
So their goal is to be wanting to lose 10 pounds. Well, think about that for just a second. If the goal is to want to lose, they've already reached it. They already want to lose. They don't need intuition or spiritual guidance or their subconscious to help them because they've already achieved the goal, which is to want to lose. So a better way to describe that goal in this practice is to describe it as though it's already complete. So they might change their goal statement to be, I am so grateful that I am physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, in a healthy, pain-free body that's easily able to go on hikes and walks with my family and friends, and we have a great time. Do you see the difference?
Absolutely.
So you're grateful for what you want, and you're as though you've already achieved it. Then the third step is to read what you just wrote over the past 10 minutes. You'll read what you wrote out loud. You'll speak the words out loud so that you can anchor them more deeply within you and enable your intuition and subconscious to show up in obvious ways to point you in the right direction. As you speak something out loud with gratitude, you're lighting up that front part of your brain, which has been shown in a lot of brain research to enable you to focus and see more possibilities easier. And then finally, pick one of the goals that you have that you just wrote about and you just spoke about and close your eyes and imagine seeing yourself in that completed goal. This is a technique that many professional and Olympic athletes, professional musicians, and even people like me, professional business people, we use on a daily basis. We see ourselves in the completed goal. And what that helps us to do is emotionally attach ourselves to it, but it also enables us to describe it better the next day when we write the letter out again. So those four steps every single day takes about 25 to 30 minutes every morning. And if you do that, your intuition and your subconscious will show up to point out possibilities. It will filter all of that data that's coming at you every single day and enable you to notice possibilities. I mean, think about the last time you bought a car. Mm-hmm. You know, you went through this process of thinking about it, speaking about it, maybe driving it, imagining it. You thought about it. You made that car yours before you bought it. And didn't you start to notice that car driving around everywhere?
Yeah,
most people do. So that's what we're trying to do is stimulate intuition in our subconscious to show up to point out possibilities. And then we either take the step that we're led to take. If we think of something, that means we need to take action. If you think of someone, that means you need to contact them. If you think about an idea to go somewhere, if you get a gut instinct to say something or be somewhere or do something, you either take the step and do it. Or if you're unsure or concerned or scared, you simply tilt your head up and say, hey, CSO, I need another lead. What you're not allowed to do is do nothing anymore.
Right. Although I can see, and one of the things that I hear from clients is the idea of, and I love everything you're saying, of scheduling that time for yourself in that solitude with you and your CSO to go over all of those things. A lot of times people feel that's being almost selfish to take that time out and to schedule that in like an appointment, when instead they could be doing things. And what do you say to that person who is just not wanting or feeling that it's wrong to schedule it in that time for themselves?
Well, the first thing I would do is ask them the question, can you think of someone that you think, a human being, that is the most successful in the field that you want to be successful in? I mean, think of one person who, I mean, you would just love to be able to meet with, whose advice you would completely value. For instance, in business, you know, there are some really, really, really big people, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey are three that we mentioned earlier. But in health and fitness and in spirituality, I mean, there's somebody that each of us thinks, oh, my gosh, that person is the most successful person I can think of in that field. My question to your these people that say that it's selfish to set aside the time is to ask them simply, if that person called you up, if that successful person called you up and said, I'm willing to meet with you every single morning for 25 to 30 minutes so you can describe your goals to me. And throughout the day, I'll give you some advice on some steps that you can take to achieve your goals. You can either take the step or you can ask me for clarification or another lead. I'll give that to you, and eventually you'll reach your goals, and we can celebrate. Would you agree to meet with that very, very successful person that could be your advisor? 99.9% of the people say, absolutely. If that person would meet with me every day and help me achieve my goals, I would totally meet with them. So you have to consider that this meeting is like that, that you are important enough and valuable enough to deserve to achieve all that you desire, require, and more in this abundant universe. And if you choose not to have this meeting with yourself, with that inner wisdom, with your CSO, then you're not serious about achieving your goals.
I love that. Let's talk a little bit more after the break, because we're going to go take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking some more with my guest, Mae McCarthy, and doing tarot card readings for you. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I'm here today with my awesome guest, Mae McCarthy, author of the book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. You can learn more about Mae through her website at www.maymccarthy.com. I also want to add that Mae will be talking next month at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton on Sunday, February 12th at noon. If you're in the LA area, I would definitely recommend coming on down to hear her speak. So Mae, we were talking a lot about intuition and scheduling that time in terms of taking that time for yourself to really have kind of center yourself and get into that practice, because it is definitely a practice-oriented technique, because it's very easy to get grounded and centered for 5 minutes, but then when we're facing those challenges, we need all of that practice to kind of get us through. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about some of those kind of challenges or pitfalls that people can kind of fall into, even with all the best of intentions, as they're trying to tap into that intuition to achieve what they want.
Well, I can tell you that repetition is key. This is a daily practice. And I want your listeners to think about when they learn to drive a car or ride a bike or learn to type, for instance. I mean, they had to practice over and over and over again, and they had to put in a tremendous amount of mental and physical effort in order to learn this new behavior. Now they can probably drive home from work, and large parts of their drive home they're not even consciously aware of. They're sort of on autopilot. And I have friends of mine who have teenagers, and those teenagers can type faster than I can speak. Mm-hmm. We become masters through repetition. And so this daily practice will take some concerted effort at the beginning, you know, to change your idea about it being a chore or that it's a luxury for you to set aside that amount of time. I can tell you that as you do it, you will find in a very, very short period of time, like 4 days, that you won't want to miss it after that, and that this just becomes part of your life. It is laying the groundwork for you to achieve and live the life that you desire in a much, much easier and more fun and fulfilling and satisfying and happier way. You don't have to struggle through life anymore. this can be fun because you have this all-knowing power of the universe as your partner doing its job in the relationship. Your job is to figure out what you want, describe it as though you already have it, with gratitude. Your CSO's job is to create the path for you to get there and give you one step to take at a time. And this will be, these will be steps that often are beyond our rational thinking. For instance, I travel about 150,000 miles a year, and I have a routine. I fly into a city, I get my bags, I go get my rental car, I go to the hotel, drop off my bags, and then I go to the closest grocery store to get protein shakes and water and things that I need for my stay. Well, I found myself in Cleveland, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and I've got an appointment the next morning, and I'm sitting in the car, and I know the closest grocery store is 5 minutes away. As I'm just about to go to that grocery store, I get this gut instinct and this thought that says I should drive to a grocery store that I know is 15 minutes away. Well, my rational mind pops up and says, May, this is silly. It's 9 o'clock at night in Cleveland. Your appointment's at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is 5 o'clock Seattle time. You're going to be too tired. Just go to the closest grocery store and get what you need. Oftentimes, our rational mind, if it can't understand what the beneficial outcome of an action is going to be, it will try and talk us out of it. But in this practice, you sort of figuratively stomp your foot and say, CSO, if this is from you, I need another lead. Well, now your intuitive mind that Albert Einstein talked about can pipe in. Sure, it's 9 o'clock at night, May, but that's only 6 o'clock in the evening in Seattle. It's too early for you to go to sleep anyway. And who knows, maybe everything you want will be on sale. Just make the drive. So I did. I park the car, walk into the grocery store, and as I'm walking in, a potential large customer is walking out at exactly the same time. This is a customer that was not returning any of my phone calls or emails for an appointment, and now we're face to face. During the conversation, he learns about our growth, he learns about who I'm in town to see, and before the conversation ends, he invites me to come during the week to make a presentation to his group. That led to another presentation and another, and eventually a contract worth over $500,000. So our rational mind sometimes will try and talk us out of it. What we're not allowed to do is just do nothing. What we have to do is stomp our foot and say, CSO, I need another lead. And you will get another lead. And once you feel confident, as you practice this and recognize how intuition shows up for you, how gut instincts and feelings in your heart and messages through other people and signs and thoughts show up as intuitive messages, as you become more skilled in using this practice, it'll get easier and easier and easier to achieve your goals, and you'll just giggle with delight because you would have never thought going to a grocery store in Cleveland at 9 o'clock at night would earn you a $500,000 contract.
That's a terrific story, because I always talk with clients about going through those open doors but honoring red flags, and we get kind of attached to an idea in our mind, and then we say, well, I need to know why before I drive out 15 minutes to go to that store. And that's always the challenge, to allow yourself to just do it without knowing why. And at any point in the way, you could have grabbed on control to it and tried to control the situation, which would be working twice as hard. I always say we're always surrounded by energy, so you can either walk with that wind at your face, so you're working twice as hard, or you can move that energy to your back, so now you're only working half as hard, but you're getting twice as far.
Right.
And so your story talks about, I always say it's like if you're trying to unlock a door, you can use a key or you can use a butter knife, but the key is a lot easier. But unfortunately, you don't always know ahead of time the reasons why, where it's leading, and to allow yourself to kind of be like that piece of paper floating in the wind. And that can be very challenging, particularly for people who are wanting to control.
Yeah, it can be scary to not know, because our rational mind wants to know. But as people practice this, I mean, this relationship with you and your CSO is a personal relationship. And so you have to meet every day to cultivate that relationship and build up a level of trust. Just like if you've heard the phone ring and you knew who it was calling, chances are you actually have a relationship with that person. There's a connection there. And the same thing will happen as you have this daily meeting and you practice these steps as outlined in the book. I have dozens and dozens of stories that are in the book that show how easy the application and recognition of your spiritual partner's directions can be. And as we continue to accumulate proof, we build up our level of confidence that this partnership is working, and we'll have less and less interruption from our rational mind trying to talk us out of it.
Wow. And also it's hard though to allow yourself to kind of have those meetings and say, okay, well, I've been having my meetings every week, you know, for a week now, and I still don't know where things are headed, and to kind of start to put pressure on yourself. But as you're saying, it actually works the other way. It's the more you just go through that process and allow those meetings to take place, it starts to happen. But it's kind of, you have to start first by doing and then allow whatever is to come out without attachment.
The understanding will follow. You're absolutely right.
I love it. Well, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'll be right back.
I've rehearsed 1,000 times. I played it all out in my mind. And now it's time to go. Time to give the world.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
I've rehearsed a thousand times. I played it all out in my mind. And now it's time to go. Time to give the world the show that I've been dreaming all my life. The day has come. I'm gonna give myself a chance. It's gone. This time I'm getting off the fence. The wait is over, yeah, it's my
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Mae McCarthy, author of the book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. You can learn more about Mae and also see about getting the trial run and get a chapter or two downloaded of her book at her website, maymccarthy.com. And also, if you're in the LA area, coming up next month on Sunday, February 12th, May will be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton. So May, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about, in your book, you talk about the fraud factor. What is the fraud factor, and what do we do about it?
Oh, sure. Well, all of us come to this point in our life with our experiences and our beliefs and our behaviors, accumulated over a lifetime. And science is catching up and showing us that we have within our brain neural pathways. And I want you to imagine that these are like grooves in your mind, and they're bigger if they relate to bigger and stronger beliefs and behaviors in your life. So the fraud factor is when you have a goal that you're writing about that is bigger than anything you've experienced or different than anything that you've experienced. And your brain looks at that, remembers every time you had a goal in the past that you didn't achieve, and compares your realizing that goal to your beliefs and behaviors from your past. And if it doesn't want you to be disappointed and it wants to protect you from failure, it will put your spiritual intuition on mute. And I'll give you an example. I have a friend of mine who's a scientist. She's a research scientist, and she's very good at her job. But she also, her entire life, has been a really terrific singer. At all the family events, she's invited to sing. At when she was going to college, they'd go and do karaoke, and she's just fabulous, really fabulous, and she loves to sing. Well, she took one of my workshops and decided that she wanted to be a paid singer. She, you know, wanted to do this on the side, and she wanted to have success. And she described herself being the paid singer. She was so grateful that she was now using her talents and her skills in remarkable ways to entertain audiences and fill them with joy, while she was able to experience great satisfaction and fulfillment in using her talents, and she was rewarded financially for being able to share this gift. So every day she's writing out that goal as though it's already completed with gratitude. About 2 months later, she called me up and said, "May, I feel like a fraud. I don't see how this is possible. I'm not getting any intuitive leads. I don't think that this is the right goal for me. I'm going to give up." So I asked her a little bit about her past and her singing. And I said, "Did you ever think that you wanted to be a singer when you were younger?" And she said, "Sure. I told my parents when I was younger that I wanted to be a professional singer. And you know what they told me? You're foolish. That's a silly goal. What you need to do is get a sensible degree and a sensible, steady job to earn a living. You need to put that idea of being a paid singer, which is not a reliable profession, right out of your mind." So although they all appreciated her singing, they had told her over and over and over again, and she believed it, that being paid to sing was a foolish thing to do. Now, the good news about neural pathways is that through repetition and another technique, which is welcoming and making familiar what you want, you can create a stronger neural pathway of belief. You can create a bigger belief that it's possible. So what I asked my friend to do was keep up with the practice and go out and find other singers that were getting paid to sing. Go meet them, listen to their stories, read stories about singers, read about their journeys, and make what she wanted familiar to her. So she did that. About 4 months later, she found herself at a charity event, and over in the corner was a trio, a singer and two musicians. And she kind of inched closer, and she watched them. And as she was watching the woman singer, she thought to herself, wow, I could do that. I'm as good as she is. I could do that. All of a sudden, her belief that it was possible kicked in, and her brain took intuition off mute. Then she had intuitive insights to do things, go places, contact people, and she found herself at another event, and somebody walked right up to her, introduced themselves, and said, hi, I'm so-and-so, and in the course of the conversation, mentioned that they were responsible for putting on a community event and had a budget for entertainment. So now her gut, her instinct, her intuition in her gut is yelling at her, tell him you're a singer, tell him you're a singer. So she did, and he said, come to an audition. She did, and she got her first paid part.
Wow.
So use repetition to create a new belief and go out and find stories and meet people that are doing what you want to do and make what they're doing familiar to you so that you believe it's possible. You won't know how to do it because that's the CSO's job. Mm-hmm. But you need to at least create the belief that it's possible, and then intuition will show up.
And I like the fact that she said she wanted to be a singer. She didn't say, I would like to be a singer for this type of band, because then we're also limiting, and with now we're trying to do the universe's job for us. But it's making herself open, but saying, this is who I am, even though
right.
She felt
so you
like
wanted
a fraud
to describe
inside.
What your life is like if you had already achieved the goal, and mm-hmm. leave the how to get there up to your spiritual partner.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. May, we have so much to talk about more. I just am loving everything you're saying, and we just are scratching the surface, but unfortunately we're also running close out of time. Before we go though, what's next for you on your ever-evolving journey?
Well, let's see. This is going to be a very, very exciting year of lots of growth. I mean, we've got lots of new avenues for speaking and teaching, and new material and books that are coming out. And one of the things that showed up for me last year, at the end of last year, was my it disappointed me to have to say no to people that were inviting me to come and speak and teach at different centers, at different corporations, for different groups, women's retreats and things like that, because I was booked. And so what I put together was a DVD series that is an individual practice and also a teaching series that enables a facilitator to be able to do this kind of study in a small group. So I'm delighted to say that is now launched and it's doing quite well and available on my website, and it makes me feel great joy that I'm able to get this material out to even greater numbers of people without actually having to be there physically to facilitate it. So lots and lots and lots on the horizon, and lots of new venues, and you mentioned the one in LA. I'll also be in DC and Palm Beach, Florida, and all over the country, and I hope people will check that out on my website.
Oh, absolutely. May, thank you so much for being here today. It's been such a pleasure having you.
Well, thank you, Eve. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Oh, thank you very much. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our Intuition Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you so much, Benny, for running the show. And thank you all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve.
Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.